It takes two hands to count the number of candidates running for Wisconsin governor in 2026. Tonight, we begin a series of interviews with them conducted by senior political reporter Zach Schultz, which you'll see on this program over the next 3 weeks. First up, Republicans in the race. We start with a candidate with solid name recognition, Wisconsin's 7th Congressional U.S. Representative, Tom Tiffany.
Tom Tiffany, thanks for joining us. For voters who don't know who you are, introduce yourself and give us a sense of why you're running for governor.
Yeah, lifelong resident of Wisconsin. I grew up on a dairy farm in western Wisconsin with my 7 brothers and sisters. We were up early in the morning milking cows, feeding calves, and all that. I worked my way through UW River Falls, got an agricultural degree, and then ultimately settled in the Northwoods where I met my wife, Chris, and that's where we raised our 3 daughters.
Is there a single issue that would say defines you, or maybe a lane within your political party that may drive you?
You know, I think one thing that maybe a lot of people don't realize, the reason I ran for the state assembly back in 2010 when I first gained elected office was because of fiscal responsibility. We had a $3 billion deficit at that point, and that's always animated me, that government should spend within its means.
How much money are you going to need to raise in this primary and for the general election?
Yeah, a lot. We're budgeting to raise $40 million. We'll see if we get there. But, you know, Wisconsin, because of that pass-through loophole, I call it the billionaire loophole, there's just so much money that comes into Wisconsin. But, you know, you can cry about it or you can compete. We choose to compete. But we're hoping to raise $40 million.
When it comes to a competitive primary, how do you personally define the difference between negative campaigning versus defining the differences or issues between you and an opponent?
You know, if you're just hurling mud at your opponent, name calling, stuff like that, then I don't think that's how Wisconsin voters respond. As long as you're talking about issues, and you know, some people describe negative campaigning as being that if you point out differences, I think that's the important part of the political process, is to point out the differences between you and your opponent. And so that's what I always try to do.
As voters are tuning in, should they be more drawn to a candidate that has the issues that align with them, or should they be thinking about electability as well?
For the primary, electability is a big part of it. I think it's a combination of issues and electability, because if you're right on the issues, you're going to gain some voters, and that's ultimately what it's all about, is getting 50% plus one.
Obviously, you represent northern Wisconsin. What's your goal, or what's your plan to reach the rest of the state and introduce yourself there?
Well, we have a 72-county strategy. Sometimes Republicans have not done that, including ignoring right where we sit right now in Dane County. We will not ignore Dane County, the fastest-growing county in the state, but we have a 72-county strategy, and we're going to cover every bit of it.
How much of an impact do you think Donald Trump will have on this election?
You know, there'll be some, certainly, but I know one thing, that whoever the Democrat candidate is, they will try to make it about Donald Trump. And part of the reason for that, I think, is that they don't have a strong set of issues that have been animating them that the voters want to hear. I mean, when you see some of the stuff like defund the police or you know, boys and girls sports, stuff like that, most of the voters in Wisconsin are like, yeah, we're not buying that stuff. And so I think that's part of the reason why they try to make President Trump the central part of the campaign rather than debating the issues. I can assure the voters that I will be debating the issues.
Tom Tiffany, thank you so much for coming in.
It's great to join you, Zach.